Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hello, this is Natalie.
Hey, it's Ginny and Zebu. I've got a joke for you.
Go, go, go.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting sheep.
Interrupting.
Tune into one of our podcasts uninterrupted. Joy 94.9 Her Society, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. Ginny and Natalie taking you through to 7. Zebu, I'm a little bit excited.
Why?
I don't know. Something starting with J and ending with Y. It's like Jungi. Do you know what Jungi is?
No, tell me.
Jungi means underwear in my language.
That's just so rude.
I know.
Seriously.
I know.
We're meant to be like some clean-cut lesbians, but you're just dirty.
Well, you know.
I can't work in these conditions.
You can't?
No. Actually, I can't. I'm so excited. I too.
We're really excited because we got the Juicy Club LA girls in the studio. I tell you what, the sound in here is probably almost as loud as it was last night.
Yeah.
Philly, Melbourne. My God, what a night.
It was pretty amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, so welcome Sarah, Whitney, Leslie and Usher to the studio. Girls, welcome to Australia, first of all.
Thank you.
G'day, mate.
G'day. Have you learned any slang at the moment? Is any time here?
No.
I'd like this whole line of slangs for you I suppose I have to tear that up now. So, guys, what's it been like? You've actually arrived in Australia at a very inconvenient time with the flying kangaroo not flying anymore. How was the experience? It must have been pretty stressful for you guys.
Well, we were kind of concerned in the beginning because we had to get from Sydney. We had an amazing time in Sydney. Thank you guys for having us. And then we were planning to fly to Brisbane, and that wasn't going to happen. So we were scrambling around trying to get flights, and then some of us took a road trip, so that was interesting.
Oh, wow. Road tripping in Australia.
So did How long was the road trip?
It was 14 hours. I actually got to pee in the outback.
You did?
Yeah.
So, no, we were so scared because we pulled up in the rest area.
Sorry. That deserves a cheer. She peed in the outback. That is truly Australian.
In the outback. It was like some dirt rest area, and it was so dark, and I was like, can you yell if you're in trouble? Because this is where people get kidnapped and raped.
Right.
It was so dark. Oh, and it's one of those ones where you kind of walk a little path into the bush a little bit, and there's there's a cubicle.
Yeah.
It's so scared.
It's okay. I know jiu-jitsu.
That comes in handy.
Nice. So some of you road trip, some of you flew.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, so you've been to Sydney, Brisbane and Melbourne. What's been your highlight so far?
I mean, I think they're all like off the chain, but Melbourne last night threw down hard. You know what I mean?
That party for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's been the best. I mean, you know, I wouldn't say one is better than the other. This one was just like a really bigger epicness.
Yeah.
Epicness. Very, I like your invention of words.
Yeah, you know? You just throw some letters together and go bango.
Nice.
Bango, bango.
Another one. Okay, we're going to have to put like a little mix thing together. And
see? I'll make a list of our slang.
Yeah. You're right.
Ish is a good one.
Yeah.
You add that to any word you want.
Yeah.
It works.
Now, guys, obviously, you're all from different backgrounds. I'll start with you, Asha. One thing I found about you last night, you are a former breakfast radio host.
I am. Should I put on my radio voice?
You should. Make sure you articulate.
Okay. This is Asha on Joy 94.9.
Whoa! I'm not even going to fake applaud that one. That was that good. So you went from breakfast radio to DJing, so obviously you're working different hours.
Yeah, well, I was doing both at one time. I used to DJ in the club and stay up and then go and do my breakfast show and then go sleep.
How did you manage to stay excited for that long?
I don't know. Red Bull, probably. Honestly.
Red Bull. Yeah. And you've interviewed some pretty amazing acts. Will Smith.
Yeah. Will Smith was huge.
Mariah Carey.
Mariah, yeah. She was cool, actually. Yeah. I was kind of worried because I heard she was a diva, but we got on great.
Now, Asha, can you give me a hand, please?
Yes, darling.
She's got Alicia Keys germs. You do know that.
Yeah. Interviewing Alicia Keys was hot.
I can imagine. Just a little bit.
Just just a touch. Just
wow.
A touch.
So would you ever consider going back to radio?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at the moment, I've got some other things I'm working on right now. I'm doing some producing and stuff, and I'm getting in the studio, and I really want to make my own music. So that's kind of my priority, because sometimes, you know, when you're doing loads of different things, you don't focus on one.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to focus on that. But yeah, I love radio. I love making people smile and stuff. So yeah, for sure.
Fantastic. Well, I saw on DJAsher.com that you've remixed something with Chris Brown.
Yes, Beautiful People.
Yeah, sounding hot. I do like it. I dig it. I dig Beautiful People.
Cool.
We should play that.
We will play that.
So drop it.
All right.
Drop it. Absolutely. Speaking of drops, DJ Leslie.
DJ Leslie.
Now, Leslie, you're a bit of a pocket rocket.
Am I?
Yeah. Have you heard that term?
Last night. Had a great time.
I asked Leslie last night what he liked to drink. She said anything dark, and I didn't know what she meant. And then she told me how to say tequila properly.
Tequila.
Because I said it with an Indian accent, didn't really have the same ring to it. Leslie, you've had an interesting background too. Hollywood being a very male-dominated industry for DJs, you've actually risen above that and proven them wrong. How do you find the competition over there?
Well, there's a lot of girl DJs in LA, actually.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of them.
And you've played at Dinah yourself?
Yes.
Fantastic.
I did Dinah last year. Actually, I did Dinah last year and in 2009.
And what's been the highlight for your career so far?
Ooh, here. Australia.
Really?
Yay!
No fake cheating.
No, no, we're playing that. We're playing that. We've got it down in history now.
Okay. Any particular favorite city of yours?
Here in Australia?
Yeah.
Well, I had a great time in Sydney. We stayed on Oxford Street. That was cool.
That was pumping.
Heck yeah.
Right where it's at.
Yeah.
At Zebu and I have heard some stories from Bimpi.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah,
we
right.
We were bimping with Bimpi.
Yeah, bimping with Bimpi.
Yeah.
Bimpinella. But we've got a bit of a challenge for you guys. We're going to make you eat something.
Oh,
now, if you... Yeah. Apparently, you can make anything look sexy when you eat it.
That's not true. No,
Leslie, not true. It's true. No, I've seen you eat pizza.
I think Natalie's just saying, I think the girls agree too.
I don't think they've noticed. Oh, yeah. No.
There's two Natalies now that are saying this.
Oh, you're right.
No.
Now, I'm going to make you eat something later. If you can make that look sexy, I think that can cement your sexy eating award in history.
The pressure is on.
Now, over to you, Whitney and Sarah. You both have obviously come from the real L word, and you yourself, Whitney, have quite a journey from seasons 1, 2, and to now. Is there going to be a 3? Do you know?
We just got the phone call, so it's we're waiting on confirmation, but it's looking hopeful.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And your journey too, particularly, you know, season 1, you're a bit of a playgirl.
Yeah.
A lot of controversial stuff.
Yeah.
It's funny because I was watching some of the repeats before your tour, and I thought, I'm going to interview this girl. Interesting. And you forget too that it's actually reality. And Zebo and I were having this conversation the other day that when you're interviewing an actress, you're kind of studying their art, but we're actually studying your life. So it's actually really interesting,
like,
for us.
It's not scripted. It's actually your real life.
It is. You know? Sometimes I wish I could be like, no, it's totally fake and scripted. No, they follow it pretty accurately. You know, there's definitely, you have to edit it down. Mm. So it's like you in like, a, you know, 60 minutes, which is like, let's take all the drama and all the... It's like,
why
you just look
crap?
Insane all the time. But yeah, it's accurate though, for the most part.
Oh. We see that.
Now, season 1, there's obviously quite some interesting storylines that came out of that.
Yeah.
Did your mother watch season 1?
You know what the thing is? Like, my mother, she's very supportive, like, almost to a fault, you know? And, like, she thinks everything is okay and everything's good. And, like, you know, and I said, so she was watching. And I said, Mom, you know, like, thank you for being so supportive. But if you could just refrain from watching episode 7, that would be good. And she's like, wait, you know, it's okay. I know what you do. It's fine. I'm like, no, that's great, Mom. But, like, there's certain things I don't want to watch you doing. So, like, if you could just not. And so she didn't, I believe, to this day, she has not seen episode 7. And I don't think she's seen season 2.
Whitney, remind us what happened in episode 7.
Episode 7.
Sorry, refresh our memory.
Episode 7. Episode 7 was kind of, it was like the strap-on heard around the world, I guess. Like the shot heard around the world. Yeah, I don't know what happened. A lot of drunken debauchery involving accessories.
And has your mother asked you any questions about lesbianism from the real Elwood, or is she pretty down?
No, I mean, my mom is like, you know, she loves UFOs. Like, let's put it that way. She's like a very earth-loving, eccentric woman. She's amazing. She's the number one lady in my life. Oh, I mean, next to this beautiful girl.
She's amazing.
Next to this beautiful one.
Now, Sarah, holla to you, fellow Scorpio.
And happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Now, what's it like for you being riding on this journey of the Real L? Because I suppose you fell into it after meeting Whitney.
Definitely. I mean, it's been a very interesting... I mean, everything about it is just different from... A lot of people can't really relate to being on film like that, especially when you don't expect to be filmed. So, you know, especially a relationship is really hard when everyone's watching, people are judging, people have expectations from you. But it's been really amazing and it's been really fun. And I wouldn't have been here in Australia if it wasn't for that. So I'm grateful, definitely.
Do you get a lot of flack from people in public about your relationship and kind of go, none of your business?
I mean, honestly, most of that comes from our own friend circle, you know, came from, you know. So people were, you know, instigating a lot of situations that happened between us. And I feel like both of our characters were made out to be a certain way versus how they really are, you know. But we made it through it and staying strong.
I mean, really, if we can make it through this, we can make it through anything.
It's been really, 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 I mean, this has been the craziest relationship that I have ever been in, but it's also been the most rewarding. I mean, we get to have it documented, so that's something a lot of people don't have.
So no one's come up to you and gone, why'd you say that?
People will say, why, oh my God, why are you with Whitney? Like, she's a player, you know, but I'm like, I know the real Whitney, so.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's funny, people think that they know what's going on, but really, we know what's really going on, and it's pretty damn good.
For yourselves, obviously you're watching yourself on TV and having the way that you were portrayed. How are the emotions going through that? Because obviously you have your own sense of identity and who you are, and you watch that and you're like, that's actually not
honestly
who I am.
The first I watched season one, and then season two, the first episode I watched, it made me cry. And I'm a really emotional person, so for me it's hard to even watch myself, and then to hear all the things that people had to say about me was really just hard. So I just decided, especially because I wanted to make my relationship work, that everything that had happened and that was going to be shown was something that happened in the past, and that I wasn't going to watch season two, so that it wouldn't affect what was happening in the future. And so I actually saw one episode on season two, and that's it.
All right, Juicy Club LA girls, we have a challenge for you in true Her Society style.
Oh, yeah.
There's two challenges. Challenge number one, we're going to initiate you into the Australian community. We're going to make you try and eat something. And it goes a little bit like this.
I'm excited for this.
Now, do you know what that is?
Vegemite.
I've heard of it.
Vegemite.
I haven't tried it.
So we're going to go get that on toast for you.
Yeah.
And we're going to make you eat that.
Okay.
Traditional breakfast.
It's a traditional breakfast. It doesn't give you rosy cheeks because I've been eating it since I was six. And as you can see, no rosy cheeks. Now, challenge number two. You call yourself Juicy Club Girls.
Yes.
Now, when Zeba told me that Lick was touring Juicy Club LA, it made me two things. Very excited and very thirsty. So being Juicy Club Girls, I'm going to put you into two teams, DJs versus Real L Worders. There's going to be a blender out
it's
there.
It's going down.
With all this fruit, and you're going to make...
Yay!
You're going to give me some juice, Juicy Girls.
You're going to make the juiciest lick.
And I want you to name that drink after an Australian landmark that you've seen.
Okay, all right.
So it could be anything. So are you ready, ladies? You gonna give me some juice?
DJs, I hope you're ready. It's going down.
We're always
I make a mean juice, and I'm going to make you lick it.
Joy 94.9 Her Society, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
Thanks so much for listening to one of our Her Society podcasts.
And don't do anything I would do, because that would be illegal.
And don't leave your children behind. They may get eaten.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.